welcome to the only show that looks at business from a different perspective, the coaching perspective, with your host, Master Certified Business Coach, Doug Gefeller.
Thank you very much, Paul. Welcome to today's episode of The Coaching Perspective. I'm your host, Doug Gefeller. Our guest is Jay McDowell, and we're going to be talking about building your coaching practice without selling. Really? Well, we'll get to that in a few minutes. If you're listening to the show live, then you're on octalkradio.net, and thank you very much for that. If you're listening to our podcast, then thank you for visiting our website, thecoachingperspective.com. Be sure to check out our archives for other great shows we've had in the past and some fascinating guests. You know, we've been coaching executives and business owners for 18 years under the banner of The Coaching Perspective. Helping to create more effective teams is our primary focus. We work with both existing and new management teams and project teams. In all cases, our goal is to increase the productivity of the team and the individual members. We also offer individual coaching from the top executive to the newest entry-level position, coaching for people who want to sharpen their business skills, and communication workshops. I'm a master certified coach, a past president of the Orange County chapter of the International Coach Federation, and let's get to our guest today, Jay McDowell. Jay, welcome to The Coaching Perspective.
Thank you, Doug. It's a pleasure and an honor to be a member, a guest on your show. Thank you.
Well, we appreciate it, and thank you for going to the extra effort. Jay was out of town today, and we're talking to him from Seattle. Is that right?
That's correct. I'm up here getting a little training myself, doing a three-day sales training up here in the Seattle area.
Wonderful. Well, you know, when we set out our newsletter talking about who we were going to talk to this week, we said, how would you like to have a full coaching practice without doing any selling? Well, that may have been a little bit of an exaggeration, but, you know, most coaches love to coach but hate to sell. So we try to trick ourselves by saying we're serving people or solving problems or anything but selling. Well, Jay's going to talk to his business model at Action Coach, which promises to provide some big help to you if selling is your issue. Jay started his coaching business more than 6 years ago, has become one of the top coaches in Southern California by delivering proven results in every aspect of running a business, from revenue and profit growth, cost management, advertising, and building high-performance teams. He brings 30 years of corporate America experience, which he combines with his passion for coaching. So let's get right into it. Jay, tell our audience about what you did before, what you're doing now.
Well, thanks, Doug. I did spend, as you mentioned, 30 years in corporate America. Got my MBA in operations management from the University of Colorado, and then started with American Hospital Supply, which was eventually bought out by Baxter and then Cardinal, but did about 11 years in the hospital supply industry, kind of going coast to coast a little bit. My wife and I, over the last first 30 years of my career, moved 14 times, so it was almost like being in the military, but always, you know, increasing responsibility and getting great exposure and learning more and on my path to becoming a coach.
You know, if so I after, moved my wife after, 14 times, it would be just like being in the military because I'd be fired upon.
Well, there is a certain survival instinct when you're doing that. There's no doubt about it.
So then how did you get to what you're doing now? Tell us that.
Well, it really was that progression. I went through American Hospital Supply, 10 years at PepsiCo, including domestic and international assignments, always in logistics and supply chain for the most part, little diversions into finance. Did I often say the worst 5 years of my career was the 1 year I spent in sales, which may be why I'm up here taking sales training this week. But, you know, and then came out to Southern California with Apria Healthcare in Lake Forest. And I was the EVP of logistics and supply chain for Apria in the mid-2000s, and 2003 to 2006. And then after I said, like I said, 30 years of bouncing around and having two kids grown and gone and on their own, decided, actually I would say my wife and I decided that maybe 13 or 14 moves was enough. And so when the opportunity presented itself, I decided, you know, let's do something here locally and stay planted. We've thoroughly enjoyed Southern California and have been a Southern California resident now for almost 10 years, and in the previous 30, we were never any place more than 4 years. So we feel like practically a native.
Sounds like you're planted. Jay, tell us about Action Coach. What is your current business?
Well, the Action Coach is a franchise model. Action Coach is based out of Las Vegas. There are roughly 1,500 coaches in 39 countries around the world. And it's a system that you buy a franchise process. In my case, you can either buy a single franchise, meaning that you are a single coach and your coaching business is your process. What I bought into was a franchise model that they call a firm model, which you can think of almost as a small, like a legal firm, and that I bought access to 8 licenses. And what I'm currently doing now is building my practice up to where I can invite other coaches to be a part of my Action Coach firm, and then we will build a coaching practice here in the Irvine, Orange County area.
So what does Action Coach do? I mean, you coach individuals, but it's more than that. What is it you do?
Yeah, it really is. I mean, we do, even though we talk about business coaching, as I say, I don't coach businesses. I coach business owners. And it's really all about finding that portion of the business where the person is finding difficulty in breaking through the areas that they are stuck. As I say, a prospective client won't bring you in as a coach or aren't interested in talking to you unless they're having difficulty in one of the major areas, you know, of a business, and that they can't figure out on their own how to break through that situation. So they need to be in a certain amount of pain, and in many ways you become a business doctor, and that you help them learn the areas that they're stuck in and bring them a solution.
Let me see if I understand this. So you really have two businesses in the sense that, one, you are a coach coaching people, and two, you provide a platform for other coaches to work under your umbrella. Is that correct?
Correct. I mean, I will coach individual businesses, but I'm also going to be, if you will, a business entrepreneur, in that I'm going to build my coaching business and have employees that will be coaches within my firm.
Okay. So if I am interested in becoming one of your coaches, what does that provide me?
Well, thank you for asking that question. As I think you know, the folks at Beautiful Life Productions are working with me in putting together an event that will actually occur on August 22nd. And in that event, I'm inviting local coaches that have either heard about Action Coach or have been coaching on their own for a long time. In many instances, many of the business coaches, and there's lots of wonderful business coaches in Orange County, but they oftentimes, when I talk to them about what they like and dislike about their practice, many of them say, I love my clients, I love coaching. But to your point, when you first started the show today, you mentioned, Doug, that you know many coaches don't like the selling or the marketing aspects of owning and running their own business. And therefore, many of them say, you know, if I could just get to, say, 10 clients, and I could keep clients for the rest of my career, and I didn't have clients coming and going, what a wonderful business coaching would be. But many times you get to that level where you're full, you're that way for maybe several months, then you lose a couple clients, which means your revenue's down. Now I have to start up the sales machine. I have to start up the marketing machine. Maybe something you don't really enjoy doing, and therefore you go. So during this period of down revenue, you're spending money and you're going out and doing activities you don't like. Within the firm model, you'll coach as a coach within the firm, but you do not do sales and marketing. And I have people in the firm that will take care of that. So all you do as a firm coach is coach. And it's my responsibility as a firm owner to keep your clientele list full.
Okay. This is a model that is being used, like you say, with, 1,500 coaches throughout the world?
Right. There are coaches. I mean, there's 1,500 coaches, and there are a number of firms. Not all Action Coaches belong to firms or want to start up a firm. In fact, the majority of them are independent single franchise coaches, but all over the world there are Action Coach firms in most major metropolitan areas.
Well, I want to know a little bit more about that, but before we go too much further in it, I had promised you I was going to ask this question, and I will, because we've asked it of all of our guests, and that is, tell me about a particular experience or a key lesson that you've learned that kind of guides you in how you go through life or how you deal with business. What is your guiding principle?
I think one of the guiding principles that I go by came out of a problem-solving class when I was in my Pepsi days where I taught creative problem-solving. And it's one of maintaining a very positive attitude and attacking problems with process and not, you know, just going at it kind of willy-nilly, but actually looking through process and finding a solution that benefits everybody. As I've gone through life and raised children and gone through multiple companies as I've gone through my career, I've really taken time to step back and look at situations and find the positive. You don't have to feel like you're mowing down trees, and sometimes there's situations where you have to contribute maybe a bit more than what you would like, feel like it's a bit one-sided. But even situations, like I said, when I was in sales and I had 14 sales reps reporting to me and it was not my chosen field, after I went through that process and it was a couple years later, the lessons I learned by being in sales management and working with sales reps and working day in and day out face-to-face with major customers was extraordinarily beneficial, even though at the time it might have been painful. I really was able to look back at that, and it helped me immeasurably as I continued through my logistics career.
So the takeaway there is one of looking to develop processes rather than looking at individual solutions.
Absolutely. And that, you know, the process, it's more important to look at the process than to look at the situation.
Back to your event you're going to have in August, and thank you for answering that question so eloquently. But if I come to your event on August 22nd, what am I going to learn? What questions are you going to answer?
Well, it's really... what it's intended to do is to share with you a little bit about the Action Coach name. When I first looked into doing this and talking about Action Coach, I did not know that much about Action Coach. I was talking to other franchisees and other toolkits, if you will, that I was investigating, and had not heard of Action Coach, even though it's the number one coaching franchise business in the world. I had not heard that much about it. So we really want to explain to people, if they don't know that much about Action Coach, kind of share what Action Coach is, what it can do, and what that firm model is all about, and what the benefits to you as a coach locally, how it can assist you in your career, and not, you know, especially if you're one of these people that love the coaching business, love mentoring, love getting people unstuck in their business and watching them flower and grow. If you're one of those type of individuals, then you would much rather do that for the majority of your time and not have to be out there in sales mode and keeping your portfolio of clients full.
Jay, what type of coaches are you looking for? I mean, what experience would they have? What would be their niche, so to speak?
Yeah, it's a good question. And one that, Doug, I would tell you that for the most part, we're looking for people that have had either entrepreneurial or corporate background of 20-plus years, that have had VP or C-level experience, somebody that has a coaching or mentoring background or certainly a strong interest in doing that. I transferred and or kind of went through stages in my career where I was very results-oriented early on, but certainly the last 10 years of my career was a lot about building teams and mentoring people that were coming up through the system, and that became a natural for me to go from what I was doing in corporate America to going into the coaching process. We're looking for people that are really leaders and confident communicators and have skills either in sales and marketing or business or coaching, but are open to learning the other skills that would be involved in a coaching process, because we work with clients in the full breadth of business. So, that's kind of what we would look at. One that enjoys following a process, because Action Coach uses a number of processes in working with our clients. And somebody that has a desire to be a real top performer. We're looking for people that still have drive, and they're looking at setting their own personal and business goals and setting those goals and achieving or overachieving those goals.
think you left off leaping tall buildings
maybe a little bit of that. But I would say the Action Coach system is one that is not for somebody that has kind of a passive interest. This is really one that is, their process is very results-driven. We're the only coaching firm that guarantees results. So we're not somebody that, you know, we're not going to be, as a coach, we're not a cheerleader. We're not a best friend. I tell people I have enough, or prospective clients, I have enough friends, but from day one, I will be your coach. And so I tell people, if you're looking for me to just tell you how wonderful you are, this is not the right model.
Okay. You use the term guarantee results. Is that just a generic term, or is there actually something behind that?
No, there is. There's something very solid behind that. We have a 7.17-week guarantee, which says basically as the business owner, when we determine how we're going to go through the process, and if we are in a weekly coaching process, then what I tell them is in 17 weeks, you as the owner will monetize my fee on your bottom line, or I will coach you for free until I do. So in other words, it limits your expense, because as I say, we start and you're going to pay me, and then, you know, during that 17-week period, we're in, you know, building expense reduction, revenue improvement, bottom line impact. And at the end of that 4 months or 17 weeks, you will monetize that we're exceeding that on a monthly basis, or I coach you for free. And in my 6.5 years, I've never coached anybody for free. So we are results driven. And while we work on many intangibles, we may work on many skill-based activities, each and every week we're working on something that has a financial impact as well, because we are going to hit those numbers and we will have an impact. And it doesn't just stop once we've met the guarantee. We expect that process to be results driven and have financial impact for months and years to come.
I can hear a groan from the purist in the audience here, Jay.
Okay.
Talk to me about the conflict or the distinction between coaching and consulting, because it sounds like with the results-driven approach that you're taking, that there is a degree of consulting in there, not just coaching. Is that true, or?
I try to not use the other C word, because when I first started this, I was doing advising, and I say you can be a consultant on the left, you can be an advisor in the middle, or you can be a coach on the right. From a driven perspective and driving results with financial gain, what we do, though, is we work with our clients, and I say that we get into a coaching mode, which means I don't make decisions. We talk about goals, we talk about our tactics, we talk about strategies that we're going to use, and it's entirely the client's responsibility to make the decisions on how we're going to go forward. But in many ways, we work as almost like a board of directors, in that we have a discussion, we talk about priorities, I talk about observations that I've seen in their business, areas that they're not as maybe proficient at as maybe they should be, and we talk about education and how they can get more proficient in those areas. We talk about if it's an area you don't like, then you can't just choose to abdicate that responsibility, that you need to then find a third party that you can delegate it to. Could be a third party external, could be somebody that you want to delegate it to within your organization. But oftentimes I find small business people, you know, they got into small business because they love a process, they love a product, they're passionate about it. But I also say, just because you have a website and a business card does not mean you're in business. And oftentimes they focus on and they spend most of their time in those areas that they love and they enjoy, and consequently they don't have the full breadth of experience to really be good and grow their business beyond what they can reach and touch.
Does your model include, I don't know how to put this, does your model actually involve you providing some coaching to the coaches that are within your firm to help them be better at either their coaching or their delivery?
Yeah, it will be to a certain amount of that. Every coach that comes into the Action Coach system is required to go to the corporate headquarters in Las Vegas and take a 10-day, it's about 12 hours a day, 10 consecutive day training, and they become certified when they come out of there. So that gives them the full process, exposes them to all the tools, and it's quite an undertaking to go through that in those 10 days. But then when we come back, part of the reason I look at the 8-coach model is I want somebody that has spent their career in HR. I want somebody that's going to have been spent their career as a CFO or certainly in the financial world, somebody who spent their career and their major responsibilities in sales and marketing, operations, logistics. So we want people to have that full breadth, because the intention will be that if I have a client and I'm working with a client and they're going to go through the next month, and one of our focus is going to be how do I do a great marketing program and how do I go through that, I'm going to have somebody in my firm that can then come in and say, okay, now, Jay, you're going to be doing this as my client, and now, you know, HR person is going to come in with me, or maybe they're going to be the coach for the next 30 days or the next 60 days, and they'll be the coach that will put this marketing program together for my client, because the clients belong to the firm. They don't really belong to a single coach. We have a coach that is your key single point of contact, but all the other resources are going to be available as appropriate to be utilized within the firm and for all those clients. So what I'm telling you is I don't want 7 other coaches that look like me. In fact, I would tell you, I don't want them to look like me. I want them to be a cross-section of Orange County. I want male, female, Asian, Hispanic. Just, you know, you can just kind of circle around all of Orange County, and I would expect our coaching group to mirror that.
I'm still getting my arms around this concept that of what you're doing. So you're providing an umbrella. You if I date myself, you sort of have a homeroom coach for your clients.
Uh-huh.
But then they're able to call on specialty specialist coaches.
Uh-huh.
For specific issues that they're working on in their coaching program.
Absolutely.
Is that correct?
And as I'm working with my clients and I see that while I may be able to help them in the area of sales, if one of my coaches spent 25 years in the sales world and we have an issue that we really need to draw on, then when they come in and talk to me at the office for their coaching appointment, then that client, I may have the sales coach, if you will, within my firm, will sit in and bring in their expertise and be able to lend even a stronger background to what we're talking about that day, if it's a sales program or, you know, how to do sales metrics or other areas like that. So while I can give them the basics, if they have really detailed questions, I can bring somebody in whose livelihood for many, many years, for decades, has been successfully building and dealing in the sales area. The same would be true for the other major functions of a business.
Okay. Jay, are you looking for people who are experienced coaches, or would an experienced business person interested in becoming a coach be someone you would be interested in talking to?
I'd be more than happy. All I would ask is that somebody that comes to our event on the 22nd from 7:30 to 9 at my offices in Irvine would come with the intention of looking at this as a serious career. What I'm trying to avoid is I don't want somebody to come with the thought of, well, let me do this until I can find a real job, you know. So I'm not looking for somebody to use this as an interim position. But if they either have coaching experience or certainly team building or mentoring experience, or if they're saying, hey, like you, I'm tired of traveling, I'm tired of moving, you know, and Southern California is a great place to live, so let me see if this is a great fit for me to spend the next 5, 10, 15 years of my career, you know, and help small businesses break through the issues that they're dealing with on a day in and day out basis.
Okay. And I don't want to let this go to just the end of the program. So why don't you give the way that people can get a hold of you to find out more about the August 22nd event right now?
I'd be happy to. You can go to our website, which is actioncoachoforangecounty.com, and you can spell it out just like that, or you can go to acofoc.com or .biz, and you can spell it out, .com/.biz, and on there's an events page, and on there you can see the August 22nd event, or they can call me at the office at 949-422-1167, and that is my cell phone, and I'd love to talk to them. They can reach me at coachj@acofoc.com and for email, and I'd love to talk to them about it. There's obviously no cost for this event. We're going to have breakfast and have an open conversation and dialogue, and we're looking for some great prospects, too, that are really interested in helping the small businesses of Orange County meet their challenges.
You know, that's a fascinating business model, and I really appreciate you taking the time to share that with our listeners. So often, and I'm sure you run into the same thing, we meet and talk to coaches who think there's only one way to have a coaching practice. And
right.
I think it's important for coaches to understand there are alternate ways to have a successful business.
Very good. Well, Doug, I thank you for your time today and having me on as a guest, and look forward to other opportunities to interact, and look forward to talking to you soon.
Well, before you leave, let me ask you another question. Where do you see your business in 3 years?
Well, I did a three-year plan, and when a lot of what we work with our clients on is about planning, and what brought me to where we're at today in building the firm, like I said, I've been doing this with Action Coach for about 3.5 years, been in coaching for a little over 6, and have set up a three-year plan from January 1st of this year, and are looking at building my firm to 16 coaches over that period of time. So I've got it all scaled and scheduled, and we're on time, and we've added some business development people and a marketing executive, and the firm is right on schedule.
I have the feeling you're going to accomplish that goal, Jay. Well, thank you very much for being with us today, and welcome to the Coaching Perspective business community.
Thank you, Doug.
Well, we've been listening to Jay McDowell of Action Coach of Orange County talking about their model. So if you are an independent coach and you'd like to not be an independent coach and maybe have some of the benefits of the umbrella that he described to us of expert coaches to supplement areas you may not be strong in, or just to supplement the sales and marketing end of the business, which so many coaches don't like, this might be something that's worth looking into, and I'd encourage you to check out his program on the 22nd of August and go to his website, actioncoachoforangecounty.com, and you can spell it out or just use the first initials. Well, we're going to wrap it up early today, but it's been a great program. I might just encourage you, if you haven't got any plans for this evening, it's the monthly Orange County ICF coaching meetings, and if I'm right, and I think I am, next month, September, and I'll get you more information on this in our newsletter, or you can go to our website, the local chapter of the ICF will be hosting their annual school coaching school event, which is a fabulous opportunity for you to hear representatives from the top coaching schools and watch them do demonstrations and get a real sense of the differences in coaching techniques and help you identify which is the one that you are the most comfortable with, whether you already are licensed and just want to get more skill building, or whether you're thinking of becoming licensed and would like to follow that up more. So with that, I just want to say thank you very much for listening. This is Doug Gefeller signing off. I hope you've enjoyed the show today. The discussion has provided you with new ideas and information that you can use to identify and achieve your goals.
You've been listening to the only show that looks at life from a different perspective, the Coaching Perspective, with your host, Master Certified Business Coach, Doug Gefeller.